Kyle, Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, be persistent in prayer." A year ago, we were at Disneyland in California when Olivia, one of our daughters, said, "I sure hope that we can see Moana." Moana is a Disney princess and happens to be one of her favorites. And sure enough, after what seemed like a decade in line, if anybody's been to Disney, you know exactly what that is like, we got to meet Moana, or at least some young lady dressed up as Moana. She was hoping for something, or rather someone, that seemed real, but in reality, that lady was no more Moana as I am the King of France.
But we hope in someone that is real, the creator of the universe, the one who ushered every planet into motion, and the one who has every particle at his beck and call. And our God calls us to be patient in affliction and persistent in prayer. And yes, we are facing some measure of affliction and trials and hardship during these times. And if I'm honest, I wish it was over yesterday or last month, but it's not.
Yeah. God is calling us to be patient, to persevere in prayer. And Olivia hoped that she would see a make-believe young lady dressed up as Moana. Our hope is in the God who is there, the God who is here, and the God who will support us during this season of affliction. So with that in mind, I remind you to rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, persevere in prayer. In other words, just because our world seems to have been turned upside down, we know the end of the story. Jesus wins, and so we can rejoice, knowing that, and be patient, knowing ourselves even maybe lacking in prayer or in hope, persevere in that prayer. God, why don't you pray for us?
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to open up your word and the gift that is to us. Help us to be people who are patient in these days of disruption and persistent in our prayer. May you strengthen us with your grace. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, and after this show, you can visit Amazon.com and search for Evangelize to Revitalize, the pastor's role in church revitalization and evangelism. Have a great day.